Welcome back to MarylandIsOpen.com. I'm your host, Meredith Marks, and today we've got Alan Davis with Princeton Sports. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good, Meredith. How are you?
Good. I have grown up with Princeton Sports. I remember going to Princeton Sports as a youngster and getting my first bicycle with you guys. It's a family-owned operation since 1936. And, you know, how has COVID affected Princeton Sports in a nutshell?
It's been challenging. I mean, if a lot of people aren't aware, the bicycles almost became the new toilet paper once COVID hit. And right. We still are incredibly busy with bicycles, yet you have the huge challenges of trying to keep your employees safe as well as keeping your customers safe in a good working environment.
So did it almost boost sales for you with bicycles? Or, you
we're
know, because
we are literally out of bicycles right now.
Wow.
We'd never seen anything like it. The entire industry was caught on their heels. We are doing a lot of bicycle repairs now because people are finding their bicycles. People need something to do. It got to a point where everyone had cabin fever and needed to get outside. And they were also looking at their kids when things started. And they're like, you're not staying inside and playing on your iPad all day.
Right.
So bicycle sales went through the roof. We are doing a lot of repairs now. And then we're also actively buying back used bicycles in order to fix them up and sell them.
Okay, that's good that you have a buyback program. And that's good for people to know that you have that, you know, just in case they just, you know, cycled themselves out and they want to just switch to a different activity. You know, I'm assuming that, you know, tennis became big too, to be able to get outside and play with your family or other, swimming, things like that. How did that affect your sales? Were you able to, you know, sell other things other than bicycles, or did you take a hit at all?
No, let's go back to bicycles. A lot of the trade-ins that we're getting in or people selling them are because their kids outgrew the bicycles.
Right. So
tennis, once they put the tennis nets back up, tennis started to take off. And we're finding that there's just been a huge, huge increase in the outdoor activities that people are doing. Swim has been a little slower because people are careful about where they're going to swim, how they're going to swim, and the rules that the swim centers have. But we're seeing a lot more people playing tennis. The store has been good right now. We've had to compress our hours to every day we're now open 12 to 5. So that's much less than the 10-hour days that we were normally running. But we have to control the amount of people that are coming into the store. I spent the first 2.5 months of COVID being a doorman. I could only let you in if I had a sales associate that was here to help you. And most people, it was quick in and out. They bought a bicycle and they wanted to get out as quickly as they could.
So that's a good thing in the sense that you didn't really have to close down, because isn't it true that they look at bicycle riding as essential because it's transportation?
Absolutely. We closed down for 2 days. Once everything happened, because we wanted to make sure that the store was clean, which is something that the store has always been clean, but now we're really crazy about keeping clean. And it gave us a chance to catch up on assembling bicycles and repairs. Right now, our crew will get here at 9:00 in the morning, but they need 3 hours undisturbed before we start letting customers come in, because there's so much to do with bicycle building, tennis stringing, and the bicycle repairs, trying to keep up with everything.
Now, I know that Princeton Sports is well known for your winter activity collection, including skis and snowboards, things like that. Do you anticipate being able to keep up with those sales, or do you think that, you know, ski resorts and places like that are going to be able to open since it's outside?
Well, because it's outside, it makes it that much better. And we've been watching what's been happening in Chile, places like that, which now have their winter, and how they're handling skiing. And skiing right now looks to be really, really strong for the upcoming season, as long as the weather cooperates. We expect more people to drive than fly. Yet a lot of our customers, if you say to them, you're getting on an airplane that might only be half full, you're getting to a hotel that might only be half full, and you're going to get on a mountain that's only going to be half full, a lot of them want to know how much more it's going to cost them, and it really isn't going to cost them anything. So in skiing, the biggest issue that the resorts are having right now more is, how do you social distance in the lodge? How do you serve food to a mass amount of people? And, of course, the bathrooms.
Yes, the bathrooms. That's a big question for so many different areas. Is it true, do you think, that because of COVID and everybody really taking this seriously, and some of them are not, but most people are taking it seriously, do you think that there's been a rise in gear purchasing rather than rentals because people don't want to take the chance and worry if the rental equipment has been wiped off properly? Maybe they would prefer to own their own skis or bicycles or tennis rackets, you know, things that they don't have to rent. They'd rather purchase it. Do you see an upswing in that?
We are seeing an upswing in what we offer is a seasonal lease for people where they just come in once and they have the equipment for the season. We don't expect right now that we'll be doing weekend rentals. It's hard because you want to limit the amount of people that are coming into the store. You want to limit the interaction they're having with your employees. And, you know, one of the biggest and hardest things to do is keeping the employees safe. I mean, I had a customer the other day that I feel like the face mask police when I'm in the store, but I walked by one guy and his mask was below his nose, and I said, cover your nose. That was very nice. And he looked at me and goes, I have a doctor's note. I said, you still have to cover your nose. And, you know, we had a small exchange, and at the end of it, he said, are you throwing me out? I said, yeah, I am. You know, you have to wear a mask, and it's a doctor's note doesn't work. I've got too many employees that are working that we have to keep them safe, and it's got to be safe for the rest of the customers in the store.
Doctor's note is not going to save somebody from his germs. So I'm glad that you did excuse him from your store. That was a very good call. How do you see the upcoming season going for you in terms of, you know, are you going to change your hours? Do you think you're going to stay the same?
We don't know. We're taking it day by day. One of the things that we're really concerned about is the Christmas rush that normally between Thanksgiving and the first of the year, the store can be wall-to-wall people. And how do we, I guess to use the term, flatten the curve so that more people that would be coming in during the holidays are doing their ski shopping and their equipment shopping earlier in September, October, and November.
That's a good idea.
So,
yeah,
we're working on that. And since we've got a pretty active email list, a good website, a good social presence on Facebook and Instagram, we can get that message out to customers. But that, to me, is where I'm thinking right now, where we could have the biggest problem is keeping the amount of people down in the store. The other thing we found is that customers love waiting outside. I mean, they don't have a problem if you go, we've got too many people in here. Are you okay waiting 5 or 10 minutes? And they really appreciate it.
Yeah, they just want to get in and get their goods. They want to be able to shop, which is good.
Do it in a safe manner. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. PrincetonSports.com. You can find them on Falls Road, 6239 Falls Road in Baltimore, 410-828-1127. Alan Davis, thank you so much for being on here. We love Princeton Sports. Support you guys. Hope other people come on in and support you, but just in a safe manner. And take your time, because Alan wants to be able to sell you Christmas goods, but, you know, maybe set up some times first with him.
Wear your mask.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Meredith.
Thanks for tuning in to MarylandIsOpen.com. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to add your listing to MarylandIsOpen.com. We want to provide the public information on what is happening at your business so that we can support each other as things change with our state. For MarylandIsOpen.com, I'm Meredith Marks.